Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and What do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
All right, welcome. Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Edition. Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. Joined as always by Black Trey, Jay Skills, Big Jerv. Shout out to everybody who donated to Jade's GoFundMe. We're at, I believe we just crossed the 75% threshold. So, That's great news. We want to get all the way up to 100% if we could. So again, if you haven't already, $10, $20, whatever it is, everything counts. And the link is pinned, is a pinned tweet for Count the Things' Twitter feed. We'll all run it back at some point on our own feeds or whatever. So please give if you can. Also, patreon.com/countthethings. Make sure you're subscribed. You're getting this podcast in its whole entirety all at once and not waiting a whole week for Bit by Bit, as well as some other great content, like, for instance, the watch-alongs that Zach and Maze and I do. We did Swordfish last week. That shit was fucking hilarious. Next week, I believe we're doing Never Back Down, so make sure you tapped in on that. All right, Trey, you're wearing this hat. I can't see the hat. This is literally, I'm going off of like 30 seconds of conversation that we had right before we went on air. Can you hold up the hat to the camera so I can see what that is?
It says Compton Country Club.
Compton Country Club.
Yeah.
That's real?
No. It's a made up. So they use the,
Trey, you're muted. Yeah,
Trey,
you're muted. No, it's not real. We have a golf course in Compton. But it's no country club. There's nobody, like, if you want to go golf on a course, you can go golf on a course.
I used to play at that golf course
this isn't a new golf course. Like, there's been a golf course in Compton for like years.
Compton used to be all white. Quit acting like this shit is new to you.
Remember we watched that show. What was the name of that show?
I've watched a lot of movies in my life.
Listen, thanks to Snowfall, it shows why Compton became very black. But I was actually, shouts to LeJethro Jenkins, John, who golfs, right? John Nichols. Mm-hmm. He golfs and he posted the hat. Now he's from St. Louis. So I'm like, nigga, where you get that hat from? First of all, because, like, again, every city got their own hats. Philly got the beautiful, most beautiful hat. The Philadelphia easy. Phillies.
Easy, you know, easy.
banging on the pod. Minute three in.
But I will say, all we had is the calligraphy Easy E hat, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But it got slutted out to the world. I'm seeing people from everywhere across the universe wearing a Compton hat. Never been to Compton, but wearing a Compton hat.
My pop has one.
Shout out really? To your dad.
Yeah.
It's pretty tight. So, like, thinking about this micro ass city having such a reach and hot topic, right? But I don't feel like there's an exclusivity of, like, when I wear a Dodger hat, people think, oh, you're from LA. And it's like, no, I'm from Compton. But Compton doesn't officially have a professional team, it doesn't have any connection. And just like every other city, you know, I'm not going to say Jerv. Oh, You're from Pittsburgh. You're gonna be like, no, the fuck, I'm not. Right? You know what I'm saying?
No, so, dog.
So again, niggas can't say I'm from LA. I'm from Compton, California. Now I have another hat, which is the Compton Fire Department hat. I wear that hat, but it is the stay fit type hat. It has no, it's elastic. Like, it has the all sizes fit all, stretchable.
Yeah.
Shit. they don't have no swag on that shit. But it's a dope hat when you look at it in the front. But in the back, you're like, bro, what kind of hat is that?
Is there a lot of room? Is there a lot of room in the back?
No. It expands. No, it's not. It's just a hat.
No, I'm saying the one you got on. Is that a...
This is just a snapback.
Oh, it's a snapback. Okay,
it's a snapback. So,
some white tees.
Back to the story. I had no hat to wear. I've been wearing all these trucker hats and different hats, just trying to stay away. I'm a Yankees fan, so sometimes I wear a Yankees hat in New York, not anywhere else.
Not in LA.
So, not in LA.
That's what that shit mean in LA.
Neighborhood.
How y'all gonna take something the most popular hat in the world? Like, nah, this shit means something else here. What? No,
that's crazy because hey. I didn't think you didn't know when you asked me that. I thought you was like making a joke because it's so new out here. Like,
but that's why I love when New Yorkers are honorary about it. Like, nigga, ain't nobody gonna tell me how to wear this hat, nigga. This though, you know what I mean? I'm like, fine.
Yeah, they got two hats. Niggas got two baseball team hats for the same gang.
Yeah,
what's the other one?
The Seattle Mariners.
The Mariners. But also the Yankee joint is a Compton Crib game. So right. It's two different representations of it. But anyway, back to this hat. John posted this hat on Instagram. I said, nigga, where you get that hat from? So I'm hoping it's coming from the crib so I can support.
Where's it coming
from?
It's
just a name. This nigga's from the Bay Area.
Nice.
It's from like Walnut Creek. Shout out to him, though. You know what I mean?
Walnut Creek.
That's where all the rich people live over there. Oh, but anywho,
where the Warriors used to live.
So, long story short, I see the hat, I order it. It takes like a little bit production. This is number 16 of how many he's sold.
Yeah.
But I posted on Twitter and motherfuckers is like, hey, bro, I need to get that hat. It's a nigga from like Virginia. Another nigga from like Texas. And I'm like,
see? See, as you just, it's the same thing. It's the easy hat all over again.
Yeah. Yes.
Nice job, Trey.
The exclusivity doesn't work. And I just have to accept that.
Well, really, we got to take it in our own hands. So it's funny enough, I used to make hats. I made a South Central hat that ended up getting copied a lot. But, you know, like I'm from South Central. So I made the South Central in the old English font. You know what I'm saying? I was selling the bitches on Instagram and everything for like, a minute, you know what I'm saying? I probably sold 150 of them hats to keep it funky, like, and niggas was be hitting you from everywhere, like, you know, most
if it's people, if it's hard, it's hard.
Yeah, like niggas is not caring, like, oh, LA, whatever. Like niggas see a hard item and want a cop, but it's just strange.
What is it?
When it's not an LA nigga that's selling it, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just
No, hell no. Now you told me that I'm about to start my own everything. I'm gonna watch one.
Right.
I'm gonna do the tombs. I'm gonna do everything. I'm gonna have La Brea tar pit.
I think it gets a little different when who's making the hat. If you bootleg somebody's hat and make it, like say if I make the shit and I'm like from a real Compton nigga, right? Yeah. Maybe cool. When like it's a brand right now, right? I Rosecrans is a long ass like street in Compton, and I'm like, I want a Rosecrans hoodie, but they don't sell it. But it's ran by a nigga that's really with the shits, so I'm not bootlegging that.
Right.
I just ask, hey, when are you bringing them back? Because the nigga that actually gonna decide to bootleg those, gonna have some consequences.
Oh man! Right. So I should put a pause on my Hawthorne t-shirt line.
Yeah, definitely.
Tyler the Creator might run up on you, bro.
But that's why the Crenshaw shit is so thorough too, like Nip shit and all that. Because like
you gotta be really, you gotta know where the shit's coming from, because you just can't make shit just to be making shit. That's another thing. If you try to set up shop and sell some shit, nigga gonna be looking like, hey, bro, who are you?
Yeah, where exactly.
you
from? Yeah,
you capitalizing off this? Because that's the reason why Nipsey had a deal with Pony, right? It was supposed to be this, like, his first signature shoe. It was, like, blue suede with the yellow Pony sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tried to make some, like, paisley version. And nigga said, hold up. You can't get paid for all Crips.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not a... That's why I laugh at Supreme and I laugh at all these companies that do the paisley shit. And then nigga come in like it's Crip LLC. Blood LLC. No,
see, yeah, like, and it's just like, is a trademark of,
you don't Bloods own that nigga, but let it be a nigga that physically can be touched. There's a tax.
Well, let it be a nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Does it? Wait, is there? Anything. Is there like a redistribution program for shit like that?
I don't personally know, but I just think it's interesting because, again, that's an OG call. That's the people on the yard still making. Because, you know, think about it. That's why, you know, I ain't going to say who's saying, but that's why celebrities pay tax when it comes to that shit. Because, again, you're not only paying for protection, but now you're paying for community. You know what I mean? So it's like, but, cool. You said that. You said that on the record. Great, but this nigga got arrested. This person died, and you can't publicly say it. So, because we know, because they not listen. This is the thing about LA gangbanger / businessmen. Mm-hmm. They know that the celeb is not going to commit a crime while claiming this. Mm-hmm. It's free promotion, but it also, you know what? The number one artists or the most popular artists are gangster rappers. Mm-hmm. And when you benefit off the art, you got to pay.
But see, the other thing, Trey, hold on real quick with me. The other thing is that niggas only do that to niggas. And that's been part of the whole, of like, you know, mob ties, whatever conversation. Like, niggas only press niggas. The white companies is making a killing doing the same shit because they're co-opting the Paisley and other things to represent that. You know what I'm saying? This is supposed to be like, you see, we fuck with the cool shit.
Bro, we're into some edgy era shit. New Era has a fucking Paisley shit next to like the Cardinals. It has a Paisley shit against the Phillies. And I'm like, who wearing that?
Right.
Because as soon as you put that shit on, that's a bad shit on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're playing with death, bro. So
let me ask y'all a question. Is there, like, in your mind, other than quote unquote cool points, is there an actual benefit for an out of town celebrity to become affiliated in that way? Right? Like, it's like this is just,
I hate to put it in this term, Jerv, but it's like joining a fraternity late.
Right.
Because again, Jerv, it's not a diss to you, but I'm saying to a point of like, nigga, if you 25 and you've made it out of whatever situation you is, because there is an age limit. Old gangbangers, like the new niggas, they'd be like, oh, he just started banging 3 years ago. How old is he? 33. It's like a Mormon coming back from his mission. And you're finally hooping like, nigga, where you been? Yeah. You don't wait to the last minute to start gangbanging. Like, this is... Niggas started gangbanging because they had broken homes and they were looking for family in the streets. For you to make it, to leave your beautiful area, to make it out of your and move to California, to join a gang, you lost.
By the way, to already be famous and rich, or at least well off, it is.
It's strange.
It's crazy. We got two of the most famous examples. I mean, I don't know if niggas want to name names, but like, obviously, Chris Brown and Lil Wayne are the two biggest examples of this.
Late bloomers.
Yeah, like.
Or in this term, late bangers.
Yeah. And like.
Wait, Chris Brown?
Yeah, what you mean?
He's
bro?
From Compton now.
He's from where?
He's from Compton rag. Now.
You having a rag out?
My bad, Bompton.
Yeah, he's from Bompton.
No disrespect,
bro.
My bad. No disrespect. Yeah, yeah, I don't want no problems with Chris Brown.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
That's how I say Fruit Town, Chris Brown.
Right.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Sometimes cool. Niggas just want to be down.
I mean, Soulja Boy of Blood too now. I don't understand it.
At least he shot the nigga and did all the shit and then pulled the mask off. And you know what I mean?
So but again, Jerv. This is a crank that nigga.
He did.
But you made it, and then now you're doing that to gravitate to. I don't understand the fascination of our life.
But part of it is though, Trey. Like, and I noticed with niggas who do bang, who rap, like first, who you know what I'm saying, who came in banging, they have a built-in audience. So that is the one benefit I'll say. I mean, like, nigga, you get an automatic 150,000 fans. You know what I'm saying? Because now right. You got this logo on your back, and it's a Blood or a Crip, and all them niggas gonna fuck with you automatically. You know what I'm saying? For the most part, like if you, you know, seem to be, you know, what they about. So that is one benefit from doing it. Not, I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying I see that side of it from a nigga and a business perspective.
Shout out to all the civilians out there, yo. Y'all niggas is wild today.
Yo, I'm a civilian. I don't bang.
Niggas went from talking about a trucker hat
I'm just affiliated. I know all these niggas from, you know what I'm saying, growing up in LA. So you know all of the ins and outs of shit almost to a degree you don't even want to know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't even want to know this shit.
Yeah. It's like, oh, dude on Snowfall, the little square nigga that go to
Einstein. Get on nerd.
Exactly. Like, that nigga ain't supposed to be having a gun up in the spot, but shit, he there with everybody else.
Yo, the funniest shit is I just thought about, like, the idea of somebody wanting this, and the niggas being like, nah. Like, your application's been denied.
It's well, like, but I'm the rich. The reason why they won't deny it, the only way it would be denied if you
got milk you, right?
If you got paperwork. Mm-hmm. If you're attached to paperwork, nobody touching you.
Paperwork for those is ranting, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Low key, I'm gonna say this. I think Jerv's favorite topic is snitching versus not snitching.
He loves it.
This nigga loves this topic. I don't know why.
But the benefit of it is getting a tax. Mm-hmm. Understanding the tax fee, and you make the tax. Mm-hmm. But as you know, when you're performing here, or if you acquire beefs, which most rappers do,
you
inherit that protection all of a sudden. You get that, hey, you're in my town now.
Yeah. But how
little, it is a little insurance-y. Yeah.
But then also work in the reverse. Like, I don't have a problem with you people, but because of the people I now hang out with, I have a problem with you people.
Yeah, you're putting yourself in harm's way unnecessarily. Either or. That's the long and short of it. Like the niggas are like, yo,
I save you for them niggas. They're like, yeah, but they weren't gonna shoot me if I didn't if it wasn't for you though.
Yeah, if I was just a regular commoner, like they wouldn't even look at me. But now that I've involved myself in half a century's worth of melees, I'm now.
Some people can't help themselves. They gravitate to that shit. It's just a fascination. It's just like a nigga from LA coming to New York and be like, yo, let's go to the projects. And you'd be like,
let me tell you the funniest story like that. So, you know, my cousins, Ebe and Mo and Proof and all those guys. So, before they came to America, they lived in France, right?
Okay.
So niggas came to America and, you know, moved to Queens or whatever. And so their homies that they grew up with from France came to visit. And so this one nigga who's got like, I could probably do 7 podcasts about this nigga. His name is Ziad. Like, just funny ass shit that this nigga did. But at some point he was like, I'm going to move to America too. And this nigga chose to live in Queensbridge. Ladies and gentlemen, the worst projects in the world, hands down, right? Queensbridge is the worst projects in the world for one simple reason. It's fucking huge. It's damn near its own little city. So, like, it's easy to get lost in there among those buildings. And at the same time, everybody who lives there knows who's from here and who's not from here. Yeah. So if you're entering, and they know if you got like your day pass or not. So if you're entering as an outsider, like this shit, they just like you will be.
They sound the alarms. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, man.
Throw the doves up, whatever, like a lot.
So, but now here's the funny shit. Like I thought, oh shit, they're gonna kill this nigga. No, what they did was pretend to befriend this nigga. And then rob him. And then like, damn, nigga, you got robbed. Oh, man, that's like just, oh, man, we'll keep our eye out. And then the nigga would get new shit. And then they just rob him again.
Oh, no. They keep
on the fucking cycle, man.
Back in this nigga.
Yeah. But like, they never let on that it was them that was doing it, man. Right. The nigga's just taking a number. Like, oh, it's my turn this week. Nigga got a new TV. I saw him move it in. I helped him move it in or whatever. This shit's funny, man. My God. Nah, man. Like, yo, just be you. That's the moral of the story, kids. Right. Just be you, man. And the you that you are is cool enough to get to whatever level you are. The more you kind of aspire to do shit that's not really you, just the more of a trouble you get. It's kind of like lying, right? Like, you tell the truth, you'll always remember what the truth is because you know what the truth is. If you start telling lies, you got to keep track of your lies. Then you forget what's the lie, what's the truth. You tell the wrong lie to the wrong person. Now you're in trouble. So, like, just keep it simple. Be yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, Easier said than done for most.
Easier said than done. We'll wrap it up right here. All right, that's going to do it for us this week on Bomb. Again, make sure patreon.com/countthedings. You are locked in. You are subscribed. You're getting all the extra content for sure. And then, obviously, the Jade Hoy GoFundMe. Thank you for all the support thus far. If you haven't supported yet, it's not too late. Again, whatever you can give, $5, $10, it means a lot. To us, but obviously it means a lot to Jade's family. You can find that GoFundMe link pinned on the Count the Dings Twitter account. It's a pinned tweet. Also, we'll all take turns kind of retweeting or quote tweeting of that. So be on the lookout on all our socials. For Trey, for Jason, for Jerv, I'm Amin telling you to stay black, motherfuckers.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived. Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.